This recording, Peru 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from her vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the best's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Peru, in Lima, Peru, the capital, and I studied my elementary and high school studies in Rosa de Santa Maria. I'm Catholic, and my family is Catholic too. My father and mother are from Peru. I traveled to the United States when I was 23 years old, visiting my father, and I liked the United States and I continue living. I was working as a salesperson because I like to work with a lot of people. I studied sociology in Lima, Peru at the university, and I studied English and French since I was 7 years old. That's why I like it, I think, so much living in the United States. I like all the lifestyle of this country. I was married after 2 years. I was married when I was 25 years old with a business administrator man, and I had 2 children, one girl and one boy. Now they are the girl 21 years old and the boy 16 years old. She's studying theater at the Cal State Fullerton. She's in the 3rd year of this career, and she likes a lot, and I love she likes a lot because she has talent, a lot of talent. And my boy, she's in the 2nd year of high school, in the 10th grade in a Catholic high school too, because I love to have my children in Catholic schools. And I'm very happy. I'm working now in the media, in TV shows. I'm a specialist in casting, and I continue working with a lot of people. I like to work with people. I like to talk with people. And it's a very interesting job for me.